Podcasting from baseball heaven, St. Louis, Missouri, home to float trips, gooey butter cake, and the Gateway Arch. This is the Navigate the Rapids podcast, where you find out how to effectively run and market your business. And now, here's your host, Will Hanke.
Hey everyone, Will Hanke here from Red Canoe Media. Thanks for joining me again today. Pretty excited about my guest today. He does some terrific things around the St. Louis area and beyond that too as well. So I'm just going to jump right on in and start talking about my guest. So joining me today is Ed Mayuga, a partner at AMM Communications, Chief Marketing Officer at SlideBatch.com, which we'll talk about a little bit today. Ed's a consultant in the areas of business development, content marketing, internal communications, marketing, reputation management, and social media. He's returning just this week from Content Marketing World 2014, which we'll also talk about. That was held in Cleveland, Ohio, which is the industry's largest gathering of content marketing professionals in the world, attended by over 2,000 marketers from over 50 different countries. Today, Ed's going to talk to us about key learnings from that conference. And as I mentioned earlier, the launch of SlideBatch.com, a new way to communicate digital information. Ed's good to have you today.
Thank you very much, Will. It's a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate you joining us. So let's just jump right in. And first, I'd like to talk a little bit about AMM Communications and how that got started and how long it's been around and what exactly you do for them.
Well, for AMM Communications, it was started in 2008. And we originally founded this company. It consists of just my wife and myself. We're based here in St. Louis. And our brand is Public Relations Marketing of St. Louis, Missouri. We also do some executive training, but we have very large clients all across the United States. I've done work with Enterprise Bank & Trust, Lathrop & Gage, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, where I used to work, and we're continually expanding our agency, not just in the traditional public relations, but now into content marketing and executive training. In addition, we both teach at Enterprise University. Anne-Marie just taught a class today on public relations 101, and for those of you in St. Louis, I'd like to invite you in November to my class on content marketing.
Awesome. So do you teach that in the St. Louis area? Do you do that every month?
Well, there are two semesters. There's the spring semester and the fall semester. This fall semester is coming up. It's actually held at the Enterprise Bank location off of Craig and Olive Road, and it's free to all entrepreneurs, all business leaders. And it's a three-hour class. Anne-Marie taught hers this morning, and universally the comments that we get is that it's a phenomenal resource offered by Enterprise Bank & Trust. We have repeat attendees, and it's like the best little-known secret in St. Louis, especially for entrepreneurs. So I certainly invite you to go there. You can go to enterprisebank.com. In addition, Enterprise Bank runs these universities in Phoenix, Arizona, as well as Kansas City. So for our nationwide listeners, they're certainly welcome to come and attend.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome. What kind of classes do you teach there? I mean, you don't have to give me a whole rundown, but are they all, I would assume, public relations related?
Well, the classes that Anne-Marie and I specifically teach, and they're actually very synergistic in the way they work. Anne-Marie taught Public Relations 101, which is talking about creating a buzz around your product or service, and that ties directly into storytelling. Storytelling is the core, as you know, for content marketing. And when I originally started teaching my classes, I had a basic social media course and then an intermediate social media course. But as I found, especially going to Content Marketing World this week, that you know, the period of social media being the bright, shiny thing is quickly being surpassed by the whole idea of content marketing. So if you are to take Anne-Marie's class, for instance, into my class, they're designed to fit within each other. Anne-Marie would be more of the, you know, pitching the stories, getting headlines, creating your own press releases, and then mine would be the actual mechanics of taking content and sharing it with the world.
Awesome. Okay. I also know that you're, are you speaking at the Small Business Expo in October?
Yes, I will be speaking at the Small Business Expo. Ron Amlin, the publisher of Small Business Expo, has been very gracious to allow me to speak there over the past few years, and I find it very engaging and a wonderful opportunity. The only downside, Will, is that I do not get to attend your sessions because typically they schedule us together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's okay. You know, nothing new there, right?
Well, you know what? I have learned so much from attending your meetup groups over the years. I know I've been even out to your office for your boot camp, and you are just a tremendous resource. And I know that you've expanded beyond the areas of search engine optimization into content marketing as right. well. And, you know, that's just a phenomenal resource to small business owners.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about SlideBatch and how that kind of all works in with AMM, and especially what it does for small business owners.
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. As you can see, I have AMM Communications and I have SlideBatch banners above me. One of the things that one of the recent ventures that I've joined is SlideBatch as the chief marketing officer. And the purpose for us to go to Content Marketing World this week was not as exhibitors, but to launch our platform, and it's slidebatch.com. And the way that we're building it, it's a new way to author content. And it's a very simple, easy, laser-focused way of doing it. It's currently free to the public, but it is a tremendous tool for branding and sharing batches of information. So our goal is that in the next 2 to 3 years, everybody's talking about batching information. And when you create a batch, it's online, you will be able to curate information from all across the web. Any link, image, YouTube videos, Vimeo videos, you can upload files, you can upload PowerPoints, Word files, Google Drive files from anywhere, collect them in batches. Just share them with one URL to the general public, and what's nice is that they can view it on any device. We built it from the mobile platform moving up to the desktop, and the difference that we have is that you can actually download any of these files, and we don't get in any of the copyright issues because we're merely curating information from across the web. So batch it, share it, and show it is our message, and we want everybody to become an author. And I know authoring is very intimidating for people, but with the SlideBatch, it will allow you to author content very quickly and easily.
Okay, pretty cool. So you could build different batches of whatever and target those to different professionals or industries or whatever. So, for instance, if you wanted to target a reporter, since I know you're doing PR, you could put some things together that you would hope a reporter would want to see.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the public relations field, we pitch stories. And in order to pitch stories, you know, a reporter at the very basic would want to see a headshot. They'd want to see any local news, maybe some of the brochures or marketing materials, and maybe the website. So with SlideBatch, that allows us to put together a batch of information in our own private batch. We don't have to share this with the world. We can make it private, and we can invite that reporter to look at it. Yeah, no one else can see it unless we want them to. So we can control it. And then later on, we could take that batch. We could take the story that the reporter wrote. We could put it in that batch and then make it public and then start sharing it. And we have the social sharing buttons. It could be shared on Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, a variety of items. And if you go to slidebatch.com, you'll see I created batches for a bunch of different things. Tony La Russa, for instance, being in the Hall of Fame, I created that under my own private account. For AMM Communications, Anne-Marie and I are really big into the urban gardening movement and the tiny home movement. I created batches just collecting all the nice tiny homes and urban gardening tips that I see. So it's certainly open for not only personal use, but for businesses as well.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Well, that sounds like a great project, and you guys are currently offering that for free, which is really cool.
Absolutely. There are no limits. For more of the enterprise users, we do have a white label version, which, you know, is just a very small software as a service fee. We just want to get people to use it because, you know, once they get used to seeing how many batches they could create, we truly think that we can change the way people communicate.
Yeah, I think it's terrific that you could just share one link and it goes to a bunch of different things about whatever topic you choose. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also have embeddable players. So if you are at blog.slidebatch.com or on my blog on ammcommunications.com, both of those are self-hosted WordPress websites. I will embed batches that I create specifically for that blog post within the batch, within my blog post.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you could actually view it within that blog entry, which makes it very nice.
That sounds like it's very easy to integrate. That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, so you just got back yesterday, I guess, from Content Marketing World.
Yes.
What did you think about it?
Well, you know, first thing we have to say is that what didn't happen in Cleveland stays in Cleveland.
Fair enough.
You know, Cleveland gets a bad rap. It's actually a phenomenal place. We were right there by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Joe Palizzi of Content Marketing World has put this together. And in just 4 years, he's grown it from 150 people attending Content Marketing World of 2010 to over 2,500 marketers from corporate to individuals to some PR firms from all over the world attending Content Marketing World. And we sent three representatives of Slidebatch there. You've got to see all the social media thought leaders like Scott Stratton from On Marketing. We talked to Lee Auden. We talked to Tom Martin from New Orleans. And, you know, these people have been speaking. They started off as social media consultants, but they've seen the light, so to speak, and they see that content marketing is truly the future of marketing. And then I met the corporate marketers from Kraft, from 3M. They all sent representatives from all across the United States and from all over the world. We had Australians, we had people from Estonia, there were people from Asia, and it was remarkable because there's just so much content. And if you'll look, I'm going to create a batch. I haven't done it yet, but they had an artist that would actually draw out what the speaker was saying. So we have these big graphic posters of what the content, and it's very visually engaging, and they put those out. I posted it to Instagram and to Facebook, but I'm going to actually collect that in a batch, and then I'll share that with the audience as well.
All right, yeah, we'll put it in the show notes, and it'll give me an opportunity to stick a batch in there. That'll be
yeah,
cool.
Stick a batch in it. Stick a batch in it, right?
So what was your favorite session at the Content Marketing World?
Well, I have to say the closing keynote was Kevin Spacey. And for anyone who's a Kevin Spacey fan, which I've been, I mean, Academy Award winning actor, if you have Netflix, House of Cards is a phenomenal show. And he is very engaging. And, you know, at first I was like, why would they invite an actor to talk about content marketing? But if you look at it, he really went into talking about storytelling. Actors merely tell the story that they're given. And a lot of times when they do improv, as he's done in the past, the story just unfolds. And the similarities that he created between acting and producing and working in the theater, both on Broadway and in England, directly tie into how we're creating content. The reason that people will keep coming back to read your content specifically is because you've engaged them. You've stirred some emotion. And, you know, I've seen it in my own case with public relations. I mean, it's not sufficient just to send out a press release like someone got hired or we've got this new offer. We need to actually engage people and tell them a story. Well, this fits into the whole story of this company, and this is why you should be interested. So I would say that Kevin Spacey was the most engaging there, followed by Scott Stratton on marketing. That guy cracks up everybody if you're familiar with him.
I am. I saw him last year at PubCon in Vegas. And he definitely kept everybody's attention and kept everybody laughing.
So. Well, yeah, you know, his website, the no button, it's N followed by 15Os.com, actually gets 25 million views. He has a 90% bounce rate, but most people are staying on the site. And if you go to the site, he showed it, you just push the blue arcade button and it has Darth Vader saying no. And screaming no, which is actually not even Darth Vader. It's Emperor Zurg from Toy Story. And he puts a disclaimer, at times of dire need, you're supposed to press this button. But, I mean, the story was that this is something that people go to, they spend time on, and he had multiple page views, which he only has one page. And, I mean, that's just hilarious. So he said content marketing is getting people engaged. And the reason that he has the no with 15 O's is that N with 14 O's was already taken.
Oh, geez.
So I thought that was very funny. But, I mean, in the whole scheme of things, I mean, he was a big Twitter guy. Obviously,
yeah.
And he had 600,000 Twitter followers, but then he's actually seen the light. The Twitter, for the sake of doing Twitter, just like social media, is not the end-all, be-all, not like it was 5 years ago, because there was a rush to get on there. Now you need to have content, or else you're going to lose people. People aren't going to want to engage with you unless you have some compelling content that people want to look at.
Totally agree. I heard something probably a good 2 years ago now that Twitter is marketers marketing to other marketers.
Yes, absolutely.
And it really made me wonder, you know, of all the people that were jumping on Twitter, that they got inundated with so much marketing stuff that they got off of Twitter and never realized the potential that, you know, that is really there.
I don't know how many robot followers you have. I know Twitter tries to clean that up, but I probably have 1,000 robot followers. And then I found out I have a few new girlfriends.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I've got my invisible girlfriend, even though I've been married for 14 years.
Right, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about content marketing world.
Okay.
Why don't you give me a couple tips, maybe three tips of things that you learned there that apply especially to small business owners.
Okay, well, the first tip was really having the cohesive story. And if you look at the classic storytelling pyramid, it's called Freytag's pyramid. So you have the introduction, then moving up the side of the pyramid, you have rising action, you have the climax, you have the denouement, which is a French term for falling action, and then you have the conclusion. So if you break it down into just that basic pyramid whenever you're telling a story, that will actually be a good framework for you pushing out your content. So just to bring it home to what I do, it would be putting out a press release to announce a product, and then putting out some content, blog posts to get the rising action. And then the climax would be someone actually benefiting from that product or service. And then the falling action would be more people getting on board. And then there has to be some conclusion before you move on to the next story. It's not an never-ending story, because never-ending stories will not accomplish what you want, which is the second thing that I learned from content marketing world, in that people were coming at content marketing from so many different ways. You had the bloggers who were writers. You had the social media people saying, okay, well, I don't have time to write. I'm just going to put out all these little bits of content. And then you had the people with the ROI, the people, you know, the boss is looking, well, how much time are we spending on this? Why do we need to hire these people? And all of them were trying to understand content marketing and put it into a box. Well, it's more holistic than that. You actually have to incorporate everything. You can't just write content without trying to get any ROI. And there are many tools. I mean, there's a balance at content marketing world between what the speakers are talking about. We had national speakers there. Jay Baer did a phenomenal job. Ginny Dietrich from Arment Dietrich. And they all talked about how, you know, they had started with just the website, and then now they're actually moving on to other things. And then the third and final thing is the content curation piece. And we at SlideBatch were up there just to launch our product, but we also wanted to see how many competitors we potentially had and what type of things, tools were out there. So from a tactical perspective, there's so many tools. I mean, there are a lot of tools that overlap each other. There are tools that will gauge, how much blog influence you get, how much SEO you could potentially get. But it just seems like there are a lot of tools out there trying to be the Swiss Army knife. They're trying to be everything. And it can be overwhelming. So when you're actually looking at the tactical side, for my third and final point, you need to find something that you're comfortable with, and you need to stick with it. You can't just stay with something for a few weeks and then try the next bright, shiny object. That's not going to work. It needs to be more cohesive. And it ties exactly into what you do, Will, because, Will, you are the best person that I know and have ever seen in pulling together all these different tools and truly helping people, not only with their website, but maintaining a consistent message.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Let's talk real quick about content in a really generic way. We're kind of throwing the term content marketing around. And we got some small business owners that watch this that maybe don't even understand what that is. So for most people, I think they would have immediately assumed that means blogging or writing some sort of an article on a regular basis. But it really means a ton more than just that, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I write two blogs currently. I write one for AMM Communications, and I write one for SlideBatch. And blogging is certainly a great tool because if you write in natural language, it will be crawled by the search engines, and you will get your search engine optimization from that. But, I'm a small business owner as well. I know that there's not a lot of time. I mean, it's a cost-benefit analysis. The cost in time that I would commit, or the 90 minutes to 2 hours to writing a blog post, wouldn't that be better spent doing something else? So at the basis of content marketing, it's taking content in the form of a story and using it to propel your brand forward. And ultimately, the ROI for me and what I work for with my clients is they want to sell more. They want more people to get engaged. They want people to buy their products or buy their services. So, the challenge, though, is if you are bootstrapping your own company and you can't afford to hire people, how do you do that? You have to do that yourself. And that's where SlideBatch comes in. I'm currently writing a blog post about blogging versus batching. I can write a blog in 90 minutes to 2 hours, or I could create 10 to 15 batches in the same amount of time because it's much easier to send that out. And I've immediately multiplied the number of hits that I could potentially get, because it not only goes to my website, but it also propels my brand forward. So, when you're sending out content, it's merely the vehicle. You could use WordPress, but then you could also use SlideBatch and do it much easier.
Right. And content could also be video. It could also be video. Podcasts. I mean, it could be a lot of different things. And I think for small business owners, they need to look at their audience and how their audience wants to digest their content, and then focus on that. If it's something that's product-based, then you may be better off doing some sort of short videos that are how-tos and that kind of stuff around your product versus blogging, So there's a lot of different things there. So let's talk a little bit more about curation. I heard some rumors or rumblings, I guess, about curation several years ago. And, there's been sites around like Dig and I guess you could even say Reddit and some of these sites that really are curating content.
Yes, absolutely.
We just didn't realize it at the time, but they've become quite powerful in their own ways. So talk a little bit about content marketing world and how they brought in the curation part of things.
Well, curation is the most difficult thing. I mean, how do you share a bunch of links? How do you share a podcast? How do you share a video? I mean, to your point, you have to meet, and the key to marketing is meeting your audience where they are. Some people like to podcast, and, you know, I wanted to touch on that because you mentioned podcasting. You're doing a lot of podcasts. There are more people that will spend more time listening to podcasts than will actually watch a video. Because one of the statistics they said with video is that on a 5-minute video, the brain does something. It actually goes to sleep in the middle of the video because it's just so overstimulated. People are more likely to listen to a podcast, and they'll save a bunch of podcasts by curating them. I mean, they could curate them themselves, or you could curate it for them, and then they can listen to it on their mobile device. They can listen to it on their ride home. You know, I think the statistic they threw out is that 51% of the people will listen to a podcast on their 20 to 30 minute commute home. So that's the key. The issue that we have, again, is where do you put all this stuff? I mean, you could upload it to various sites. You could use SoundCloud for podcasts. You use WordPress for a blog. You have your own YouTube channel, but there's nothing really cohesive. So what you need to find is a good solution. You could theoretically pull all those together on a WordPress website, but that takes a little technical knowledge and it takes time. Or you could use one of the curation tools. I like Reddit. I like Reddit a lot, but you know, Reddit is just a free flow of ideas. Dig is kind of the same way, but just with links. And you know, that's kind of the reason we actually came up with SlideBatch, is because there was no good cohesive way of doing everything. And we can do that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think curation is a great way to go, especially for marketing type companies that need to get their message out and other people's messages out as well. You know, it's not all just sell, you know.
No, I mean, and you know, it's the fundamental divide between sales and marketing. I mean, I've been on both sides. I've been in sales for over 20 years, and I was always frustrated when I was just on the sales side that marketing would never produce anything that would help me really sell. I had to adapt it. And then the marketers would always be frustrated with the salespeople and business developers. They wouldn't use any of the things they created. So, I mean, with content marketing, we can tailor exactly the way we need to sell something and get people interested. And then salespeople can take this curated content and just show their prospect or their current client exactly what they want to see.
That's awesome. Without having to go around.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, and you may have already kind of touched on some of this, but what is one of the biggest things you see small business owners doing wrong?
Well, the one thing I see small business owners doing is they think that they can be successful in just fits and spurts. They may have started a blog. They may have attended one of your courses where you talked about blogging or creating a video or doing something like that. And they maybe do one or two, and then they don't get the desired result, so then they try something else. And frequency and consistency, I mean, that's the name of the game. You've got to be consistent because, you know, it's not a sprint. It's more of a marathon. And then the other thing is that, you know, we have these never-ending stories that are disjointed. You might talk about products without any of the benefits, and then you never finish that story. And, you know, you won't engage people that way. So if I had some advice, I would say be frequent and be consistent with whatever you do, and don't give up.
Yeah, I think that's terrific advice. I have a client who started blogging in 2008, and I said, we just need to do this, you know, once, maybe twice a week. And you know, I say this to all my clients, and of course, most of them just kind of laugh and say, yeah, I'm kind of busy running a business here.
Right. You know?
But man, I'm telling you what, if they saw the numbers that this client is doing, it's incredible. And you know, you figure, I went back and looked at the very first blog that they did, and after they published that blog, they got about 10 visitors a week added, you know, because of that blog being there.
Right.
So over 52 weeks, if you multiply that out, that's thousands of more visitors that you didn't have before.
Exactly.
Because you put that content out there and because you did it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, it doesn't have to be the complete works of Shakespeare. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to put something out. I mean, you know, obviously pay attention to your grammar, don't swear, don't be too controversial. I mean, you can be slightly controversial, but
sure.
I mean, I think that small business owners get stuck in saying, well, you know, unless it's perfect, I'm not going to put it out. Well, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be decent enough, and it has to really evoke an emotion in someone and really help them out.
And the last thing, I'll say about that client, to your point, is that, you know, there's some bigger clients in town or some bigger
exactly
businesses in town that are not doing that. And he now has six, seven years worth of content.
Wow.
That they are never going to be able to catch up to. You know, so and I don't want to alienate anybody who hasn't started blogging. I think it is one of the, you know, as you said earlier, a best kept secret of getting more traffic to your site, getting more content, getting more authority. Boy, what a great way to really kind of build your business.
Exactly. Well, you know, Anne Marie uses this in her Enterprise University classes. I do as well, because we often hear people say, well, I'm not creative. I'm not an author. So we ask them to write a haiku. And if you remember from grade school, writing a haiku, it's a Japanese poem of writing five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. And it's typically about nature, but it can be about anything. And
sure.
So we have people write haikus about their product or service. And, you know, it's amazing what people come up with. Even people that are very introverted can typically come up with something. So if you could come up with a haiku, you could come up with a blog post, because you just expand the words a little bit more.
Yeah, and just listen to your customers and what they're asking you and put that down into a blog post. There's, for every one customer that's asking you something to your face or on the phone, there's,
right,
there's hundreds of them out there typing that into Google, and you might as well be the expert that's answering that question.
You are exactly right, Will. And people, as you teach in your classes, people are doing natural language searches on Google. Who is the best? Who is the top in whatever I'm looking for? I mean, that is the search query that I would use for something. And if you could be creative in how you answer that, and you put out content that will build your authority and as an author of being someone who's credible, then you will percolate to the top of the search
results. Yep. That's awesome. So
yeah.
Ed, give me a couple tips that people that are listening or watching today can actually take back and take action on and see results in a short amount of time.
Okay, well, the first thing I would say is, you know, go on to Wikipedia and look at Freytag's pyramid. It's Freytag. And it's what I talked about earlier. It's about storytelling. So use that as a framework of whatever story. If you're doing a product pitch, if you're talking about how great your product or service is, it needs to fit in that constraint. There needs to be rising action. There needs to be some climax, some challenge that was overcome, some reason why your product or service will help that person live a better life, and then there needs to be a conclusion. And that would be the benefit. So that would be the first thing to do.
So I'll put that in the show notes underneath the broadcast so everybody can find that.
Yes, absolutely. So we have that. And I'll give you a batch link, because I created a slide batch on storytelling, and
okay.
It will have all that content as well. So that would be beneficial. And then, you know, the frequency and consistency, you know, it's just like exercising. You know, a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. They really start working out in January, and by February and March, the exercise equipment is on sale on Craigslist or or eBay. I mean, typically, because people are so great to start. You have to be frequent and consistent. I mean, even if it's so much as sitting there and writing that you are committing to it on your Outlook calendar or whatever calendar system that you use to remind yourself you have to do this. And you know, half the time, it's just getting started. For me, anytime I have some brilliant innovation, if I don't have a piece of paper by me, I can go to my phone and I can go to my WordPress website and I'll write a headline. And the headline will start my blog post. And then I'll have a lot of these blog posts that are stored up as drafts. And, right. You know, and that's what you call the evergreen content. Evergreen content is stuff that never goes stale, that you can use anytime. If you have enough of that evergreen content, you're not always going to be under pressure to get that blog post out.
Very good. Yeah. Well, Ed, I really appreciate you joining us today, and man, always some great tips from you, always some great ideas, so I really appreciate that. My guest today is Ed Mayuga from AMM Communications and SlideBatch.com, and my name is Will Hanke with Red Canoe Media. Thanks so much for joining in today, and hopefully we helped you navigate the rapids of business. Thanks again for joining us today on the broadcast. Join us next week when we interview productivity expert Kathy Sexton.